Morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. This is Calvin here with Electronic News Network, home of Electronic Editions. We are here again today live. It is July 13th, 8:41 a.m. today. We're going to be coming out with news today with relevant tech news, guys. If you haven't already, please go ahead, visit our website, electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find our latest tech deals, our tech updates, our blog updates, and for you to become an EAD Club member, guys. Once you become an EAD Club member, guys, you'll have access to exclusive information, monthly free products that we send to our customers, and also our deals that we have online as well, too. All right, so we have some pretty big news today, pretty big tech rollouts, pretty good tech updates as well too, so you guys can stay on top of your game. If you haven't already, please guys go ahead, watch our previous episodes, listen to our previous episodes, so you guys can stay updated on the recent privacy updates that we guys update you guys on weekly, so you guys can stay updated on that and take the proper precautions so you guys don't get messed up in the digital realm or online and everything, right? All right, guys, so let's get started for today. We're going to start with old school gaming. So it looks like Game Boy, for you guys that remember Game Boy back in the day, back in the 90s, even early 2000s. So Game Boy camera photos can finally be transferred to a smartphone, right? So it looks like back in 1998, Nintendo released a camera accessory for the Game Boy called the Game Boy Camera that allowed you to capture 128 by 112 pixel grayscale photos and print them using the Game Boy printer, right? So 23 years later, it's finally possible to wirelessly transfer those photos to a smartphone, right? So number one, I never knew you can actually take cameras off a Game Boy. I thought you can only play games off a Game Boy. So it looks like it had this feature I never knew about, right? So the Game Boy Camera Fast Wi-Fi Adapter is the passion project of engineer Matt Gray, who demonstrated how it works in the video below, right? So if you guys want to watch the video too, I know this is a podcast. You guys can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Nintendo only designed the camera to transfer images to the printer. Gray has been trying to find a way to easily transfer and save them for a couple of decades, right? And he's finally done it by engineering his own adapter, right? So that's pretty cool, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this, watch the video. Maybe you can implement the same thing. I'm pretty sure it just takes, a few parts, and his explainer video, his demonstration video will show you it all. I'm pretty sure it's not too hard and pretty cool, guys, right? So if you guys are fanboys, you guys are nerds about Game Boy, and you guys take pictures, and you guys want to put it to your phone, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, looks like we also have AT&T follows T-Mobile down, right? So truly unlimited plan path, right? For you guys that love AT&T, for you guys that love T-Mobile, AT&T bumped up the value of its most expensive unlimited data plan by making its unlimited elite plan truly unlimited, following T-Mobile's move with its truly unlimited Magneta Max plan, right? So on other plans, unlimited data generally has a catch beyond a certain threshold, right? So it's deprioritized, meaning it slows down when a tower gets crowded. That's not true throttle, right? Because because if the tower isn't crowded, your data will just be fine, but it can still reduce your service quality, right? So, I think this is pretty cool, a good thing that AT&T is doing right now. Personally, I do not have AT&T. I do have T-Mobile. I don't know how AT&T services. Obviously, they have, I have friends that used to have AT&T. Some of them like it. A lot of my friends either just have T-Mobile or Verizon, right? I never really, or they used to have Sprint, right? And they're switched, or they had AT&T and they switched, right? But it looks like this could be, boosting up the cloud for AT&T, right? So if they actually end up doing this, more people could switch over, right? So if you're an AT&T fanboy out there too, you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, more news on crypto and crypto acceptance, right? So how to pay with cryptocurrency on Amazon Prime Day, right? So it looks like Amazon is accepting crypto, right, for their Amazon Prime Day, right? So Amazon doesn't accept Bitcoin or other cryptocurrency directly, but that shouldn't stop you from using your holdings to buy things from the earlier from the retailer of record, right? So unfortunately, there are some hurdles to paying Amazon with crypto. This usually involves converting your crypto to fiat currency before using it for the purchase with a virtual or plastic debit card. Another popular option is to fund Amazon gift cards using Bitcoin, Cardano, Ethereum, Litecoin, or whatever other cryptocurrency you own. Right. So this is pretty cool too, right? I never knew that you can fund Amazon gift cards using cryptocurrency, right? So you can, so it's not like, if you get a gift card, it has Bitcoin on it, right? So you're funding the card with Bitcoin, but actually the card is going to have Amazon cash on it, which is pretty much pegged to the US dollar, right? So pretty cool, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, learn more information, how you can probably set this up as well too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have news on the Galaxy Fold 3, which will support the S Pen Pro according to FCC filings, right? So after many teases, it seems as if the Samsung Foldable is finally going to get support for an S Pen stylus. FCC filings for the S Pen Pro, a bigger version of the S Pen with Bluetooth connectivity that Samsung announced in January, have been made public, and one document PDF reveals that the upcoming stylus will work with the unannounced Galaxy Z Fold 3, which is presumably the next device in the Z Fold lineup, right? So this is very, very cool. Has been slowly rolling out apps on TV platforms like Android TV and Fire TV, right? So yeah, TikTok is really being much more flexible as a service at, as a social media service, and they're really making sure that lots of different platforms have them, so everybody can use TikTok. Now TikTok is not only widely used in the United States, but TikTok is also widely used in other countries as well too, especially outside the United States, Singapore, Bangladesh, India, China, different countries as well too, even in the UK, so TikTok, that's the thing about TikTok, it's global as well. And also YouTube has always been global, even before TikTok. YouTube is a place where everybody can come in from different countries and spew their knowledge and everything like that, or entertainment, right? So very, very cool, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we have news on smartphones, right? So it looks like the Honor 50 series release date, price, news, and features. Right, so while the Honor 50 series has already been unveiled in China, it seems a global launch could be on the cards, right? So we see that because Honor has issued a save the date for August 12th, and while the company hasn't explicitly stated it for the global Honor 50 launch, it seems highly likely, right? So the Honor 50 was originally unveiled alongside siblings in the form of the Honor 50 SE and 50 Pro. These are the first big handsets from Honor since it split from parent company Huawei, right? So this is something I did not know. So definitely similar to Huawei. That's what I was thinking in the back of my mind. So that makes sense, right? So, and they have some impressive features and specs as well too, right? So that is pretty cool, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, learn more about the price, the features about this phone too. Go ahead. You guys can also go ahead on YouTube, type it on YouTube. You guys will probably find some videos about it there too. Probably some unboxing videos, some impression videos. Or if you want to go ahead and be a nerd and follow us and be a fanboy and read an article, you guys can go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Right. So lastly, guys, we also have this helpful feature which will keep your PC, your Windows 11 PC in check, right? So we all know we're in the digital realm. all of our technological devices should remain in check, should remain up to par, should remain not even up to par, should remain more than par, golf terms, birdie, right? So in the latest insider build for Windows 11, so a new health check feature has appeared, which can advise you on how to maintain your PC through a variety of options, right? So sometimes you may be puzzled as to why your battery is running down faster than it should, right? Or why your storage device is running slower than expected, right? Instead of having to try different methods to uncover the cause of the issue yourself, this Microsoft health check tool built in Windows 11 should help identify the source for you and offers ways for you to fix it. So it's really cool, guys. So it's a new health feature that's being rolled out on the new Windows 11 feature, which is awesome, right? So this is highly securitized, hopefully, and running these checks, obviously making sure your computer is running safe, smoothly, making sure everything is running good. Obviously, it's always good to have different security systems, maybe like Avast or maybe like Norton, to run your computer, so all these apps and your battery and your storage and everything are free from Trojans, are free from ransomware, are free from malware and all this type of nonsense stuff, right? But things like this definitely helps. So big step up from Windows and Microsoft for doing that, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, lastly, we have news on kind of gaming and movie entertainment. Looks like the new God of War Ragnarok trailer could be shown off very, very soon for you God of War fans out there. I love God of War. I played that on PS. I used to play it on actually PS3, and then also I got the new one on PS4, and it's looking very, very sexy, right? Hungry for more God of War Ragnarok news? You might be in luck, right? So, as a new God of War Ragnarok trailer is rumored to debut in just a few short weeks, potentially as part of future Sony State of Play presentation showcasing upcoming PS5 titles. Reported by the gaming leaker Quim6 shared on Reddit that there will be a new God of War Ragnarok trailer in August, and while any and all rumors should be taken with a pinch of salt, Quim6 has a solid track record. The leaker correctly predicted the state of Sony's last state of play, Sony's last State of Play showcase, and has also accurately shared details on the upcoming Far Cry 6. Quim6 also suggested that a God of War Ragnarok trailer won't be the only thing to look forward to, predicting that the Horizon Forbidden West could also get a new trailer as well as a release date. Additionally, they state that they wouldn't be surprised to see a new trailer of GTA 5 on PS5 and Xbox Series X and S consoles, right? So that very, very sounds very much exciting. New God of War trailer. So they're actually making a movie. This would be amazing. I would definitely love to see some boss battles, and some blood and some crazy stuff happen. Also, guys, this is amazing too. This is going to be an retrospective with new Sony's last State of Play showcase for new PS5 titles. Far Cry 6, you got GTA 5. I'd love to see them make a new GTA. Also, I would love to see these guys finally make a new Def Jam Fight for New York, or a remix, or a new Def Jam game where it has artists, not just rappers, but pop artists as well as rock star artists in the game as well too. I think that would be very, very amazing. I think honestly that would be the best game of the year, hands down, for about like 3 years straight. If these guys would plan to do that, these guys would need to do that. Let us know what you guys think. If you guys think so, please post on our social media pages, tag the Def Jam creators of Fight for New York as well too, and let's bother these guys so they can actually start making something. All right. Anyways, guys, if you guys want to learn more about this God of War trailer, see some more information also about the Sony State of Play, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. All right, so with anything, guys, that is pretty much the news we're going to be taking from our LinkedIn page today. If you guys want to follow us on our LinkedIn page, go ahead, follow us. We're called Electronic Editions. You can also follow us on our Facebook and Instagram pages as well. If you do get lost in the midst of the internet and Google and you don't know what you're looking for, go ahead straight directly to our website, electronicadditions.net. There you'll be able to find all of our social media websites and pages that you'll be able to follow on a daily basis. You'll be able to get updates as well through our blogs on our website and also our tech on our product editions as well. And you'll also be able to keep reading on how and why to become an EAD club member. It's always there for you. It's pretty simple to sign up. It's pretty relatively inexpensive to get started. Only $100 to start and $100 a month, guys. But trust me, money is definitely well worth it. All right. For all you tech nerds out there, for all you tech fans, and for all you gamer fans out there as well, we got you covered. Don't worry. All right, guys. But that is all for today. I'll see you guys soon in the next one. Peace out. Cool, guys. We already know that the stylus pens, especially for tablets, has been out there. Looks like there's a new one coming for the Samsung tablets, the S Pen Pro, right? It can be work. It can work, effectively with its compatible device, right? So we also know that their stylus is for iPads as well too. And I'm pretty sure that the new iPad mini that we discussed yesterday will be having some sort of new type of stylus as well too, making it more unique than the other iPads as well too. If you guys want to learn more about that too, go ahead, listen to our last episode, which was yesterday. You guys will be able to learn more about that there too. You guys can also follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there as well too. Moreover, guys, we also have news on ESPN Plus is getting its second price hike of 2021. So ESPN Plus monthly and annual subscription costs will go up beginning August 13th, the second price increase for the service in 2021. The new price hike has made the service's annual plan increase by $20 this year alone. Right, so a spokesperson for the ESPN Plus confirmed to The Verge that the service will hike from $6 to $7, while the annual cost will jump from $60 to $70. Notably, there will be no price increase to the Disney bundle, which costs $13 and includes sister services Disney Plus and Hulu. There will also be no change in the cost of UFC pay-per-view, right? So that's pretty cool, guys, right? So first of all, I never knew that there's UFC pay-per-view on Disney Plus or ESPN Plus, right? So it looks like from Disney Plus you'll be able to get ESPN Plus and Hulu, which is pretty good, right? If I'm confused. Or actually, sorry, these are all different subscriptions. So it looks like there will be no price increase to the Disney Plus bundle, right? So it looks like it's only going to cost 13, and this includes Disney Plus and Hulu, right? So pretty cool, guys, right? So if you guys want to learn more about this too, learn more about price increases, what each of these subscriptions offer, and kind of maybe what deals you can get on them, right? Go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, it looks like news on laptops, right? So PC market growth slows amid global chip shortages. The PC market is showing early signs of its growth slowing down after its impressive run of shipments throughout 2020. Both IDC and Gartner conclude that the growth in the second quarter of PC shipments has slowed this year. Demand for new PCs is still above what we saw before the pandemic hit, right? So it's still a lot. So demand for PCs for new PCs is still relatively high, right? But a mixture of soft demand and the effects of the global chip shortage mean it's not growing as quickly, right? So the market faces mixed signals as far as demand is concerned, says Nehe Maharjan, a senior research analyst at IDC. With businesses opening back up, demand potential in the commercial segment appears promising. However, there are also early indicators of consumer demand slowing down as people shift spending priorities after nearly a year of aggressive PC buying, right? So it makes sense, right? During the pandemic, we all know that without, we're not going to the office, right? We're in the digital realm. Lots of jobs offered work from home positions, and there are still demands and there are still jobs supplying work from home positions, right? So it makes sense for the demand of PC to go up so people can actually use a computer, so they actually can navigate in the digital realm, so they actually work and make some money, right? So it actually, yeah, it does make sense for the demand to stay for to continue to stay relatively high, right? But obviously, the demand will probably soften as well too, especially as things start to open back up. More people are going into work now, into offices, but there's still don't think the work from home and the digital realm kind of work from home concept will go away. I think that this obviously will continue to keep growing, especially as companies start to cut down costs and to make things obviously easier for their employees, for themselves as well too, and to make things better, right? Why not cut costs? Obviously, you'll be able to pay your employees more. That money will be directed, hopefully, within their budget to expand their operation. So it definitely makes sense, right, guys? So that's pretty much what it is, guys. If you guys want to learn more about this too, go ahead, follow us on LinkedIn, click into the article. You guys can learn more about it there too. Moreover, guys, we also have YouTube's TikTok competitor, YouTube Shorts, is rolling out globally. Right, so YouTube's TikTok competitor, YouTube Shorts, is now rolling out globally. The service launched first in India last year before expanding to around 26 countries, including the US and the UK. So, right, now YouTube Shorts, which is still in beta, will be available across more than 100 countries around the world where YouTube is available. Right, and I can honestly say, guys, personally, I've used YouTube Shorts and it's pretty cool. I think I like the feature. I think it's really nice. I think it's a great feature. It's a definitely if you guys want to grow your YouTube brand, personal brand, business brand, whatever, I highly suggest using this new YouTube Shorts feature. It's a competitor to TikTok. Obviously, we know TikTok is a great it's a huge social media platform. Many people doubted it at first, of course, but I pretty much always believed TikTok would be the next new thing, and that's pretty much what it's becoming. YouTube Shorts, obviously, there are really lots of views happening on YouTube Shorts, really lots of funny videos happening there, and people are actually watching it, guys. It's actually surprising. I even on YouTube myself, I watch lots of YouTube Shorts. Sometimes even if I don't want to watch the full video, or I just want to, watch some entertainment, or a little swag boy Q, or I don't know if you guys heard of Muneño. These guys, they're all on YouTube Shorts too. It's pretty funny watching their videos. That's how I found these guys too. Again, YouTube Shorts, Snapchat, even TikTok as well too. But again, great feature to use, especially if you're trying to build up your clout, trying to build up your audience. Very, very great feature to use, right? So YouTube Shorts is playing catch up to TikTok as the short form video platform of choice, but Google service is pushing Shorts integration with wider YouTube ecosystem as a key selling point, right? So it recently added the ability for Shorts creators to sample audio from YouTube videos and says it's exploring ways to offer quick links from Shorts to YouTube videos they've taken samples from, right? Pretty, pretty cool, right? So ironically, while YouTube is going to great lengths to emulate TikTok's format, TikTok is experimenting with formats that are closer to YouTube's traditional focus, right? So it recently tripled its maximum video length to 3 minutes, which is pretty cool for everyone, right? And